The following is an excerpt from the 2017 San Diego Seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell.
Not all people have the same gifts. We have different gifts. And let me take you back to Exodus chapter 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bethuel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cutting works, to work in gold and silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholiah, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you. You have talents. If you think back in your own life, there are certain things that you are good with. Then there are things that you can learn, but you're not good. There are people that can paint walls. And then there are people that can paint art. I can paint walls, but I'm not an artist. There are people that can play the piano. And mechanically, you can learn to play the piano by just hard work. But then you got the natural, that you sit down, he hears a melody, he begins to flow on that piano, and it just is beautiful. Same with the violin, whatever it is. That is a gift given to put that person in his heart. Other people have gifts in helping people and so on. So you ask yourself this, what should I do? How can I find my gift? And here's how you find your gift. When you work in something, and it makes you happy, joyful, you enjoy it, it's not work, you're not tired, you're moving in your gifts. And in churches, many times what we did was, we simply said, well, we need a Sunday school teacher down into the primary department, and hey, you, can you take that class? The guy does not have the gift of teaching. But in pure, you know, he's simply obedient. So he goes down and he does a butchered teaching. Don't do anything unless, number one, God has spoken to you. Number two, you have the talent for it. If you have the talent for it, you're going to be having a beautiful job. What about now if you crashed? What about if you got married, wrong person, got divorced, and so on, and you're down the road, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, whatever, 70 years, what can you do? Well, the beautiful thing is that God has tow trucks, and he will pull you out of the ditch, and he will simply have you to do things that you could never dream of. Probably one of the greatest examples is that Billy Graham had a song leader by the name of Cliff Barrows. And some of you older ones know what I'm talking about. You younger ones, that's very, who's that? Cliff Barrows' parents lived in Fresno, California. They were farmers. His parents, they decided to retire. The father was 65 years old. Mother was probably about the same age. And they said, you know, well, we worked for ourselves all life. We want to serve God. What can we do? Well, at that time, this goes probably back to about in the late 70s, early 80s. In the Philippines, they were asking for American farmers to come and to teach them irrigation and how to set things up. And they wanted someone to teach it in colleges, so Barrow's father simply said, fine, we went there. So they simply got rid of everything. Now remember this. It's hard to get rid of stuff, right? The longer you live in a place, the more junk you got. So if you want to keep it low, keep moving every year. So they moved over there, and they got paid by the Filipino government to teach irrigation farming in college, also to go out and show farmers how to do it. At the same time, they had total freedom to preach the gospel. And for the next 10 to 15 years, they gave their last years, which were born out best years, to serve the Lord. And who knows how many people came to Christ during these years. So I want to tell you this. This is one of the things in deliverance what we do is this. People usually come in and their chin is scraping the carpet when they walk in. They simply say, you know, that I'm a basket case. God is in the restoration business. It's like an old rusty car. You take it apart, you simply polish it, you take care of it, you sand it down, put it together, and you got these beautiful classic cars. You know, a beautiful classic car used to be a junk car until the master's hand touched it.
You have been listening to a seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell. It took place on October 5th through the 8th, 2017 in San Diego, California. This third message is available on CD. If you are interested in ordering, this series of recordings is called the San Diego Seminar 2017. There are several ways to contact our ministry. You can visit our website at eaec.org. There you can read insightful articles, watch or listen to a sermon broadcast, and explore the online store. The web address once again is eaec.org. If you prefer to write, address your envelope to European American Evangelistic Crusades, Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. That's Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. If you prefer to call us, the number is 916-944-3724. That's 916-944-3724. Resurrection Life of Jesus Church is sponsored by European American Evangelistic Crusades, and this has been a production of EAEC. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, may God richly bless you as you read your Bible and walk with Him.